This is a tripod broadcast.
Well, let's start recording, so...
We just did.
Okay, cool. I think this is a key show to listen to because it's
all about emotional masturbation. Journalistic integrity.
It encapsulates everything that we're about.
And I'm sorry.
Now, give that some thought.
Yeah.
With Addison...
I can't be mad at you. You got a haircut.
And Matt.
I would recommend that you stop listening right now.
Yeah, I do. Get your headphones there hooked up there, Grandpa Matt.
Bring me my water.
You took on the responsibility of Tripod One, and to be honest, you've done nothing but shirk it since it became yours. Get your stuff in your ears there, buddy. Got it? Got it figured out there?
All right, now I do.
Are you prepared to record finally?
I'm good. I just had to adjust the headphones there.
Whoa.
I'm trying to get
closer,
but there's a thing in the way.
Well, sorry, Jason, there's a coffee stain on your fairy princess. Throw now.
Got your latte there?
No.
You'll work out great when we move to Beverly Hills.
It's a Tripod One man coffee.
A hazelnut? Yeah.
Coming
soon to a store near you, the Tripod Blend. And it's not free trade, by the way.
No, it's not.
Absolutely not.
No. It's hazelnut, skim milk, Truvia, and some grounds in there, too, because I make a shitty cup of coffee.
Cue the... What's the guy? The Chinese guy from Community? Gay!
Asshole!
You wanna fuck on me? That's from The Hangover, but...
Yeah, I know. He did much better work in Community.
Than The Hangover?
Yeah, Ken Jeong is so much funnier.
I think everybody in The Hangover has done much better work.
In everything else they've done?
Yeah.
The Hangover was... No, the first movie was really entertaining, but it was the Seth MacFarlane brand of comedy.
It was
referential. It was, here's Mike Tyson... Like
with the tiger and all
that. Doing In the Air Tonight. Like it's funny, but it's the absurdity of it.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a well crafted story.
I think it would have been really funny as one movie too. Like two and three is just Hollywood like squeezing the money out of the jock teat.
And that's what we say
is what
Exactly. That it really is that frat boy humor, like you said.
Same thing with the Transformer movies.
Yeah. And it's all absurdity. It has nothing to do with like.
Of course,
good
Transformers
story.
Are absurd. There's no way they could happen.
Yeah, no way. There's no such thing as robots.
There's not. I saw a headline the other day that Google wants to put. They're going to put like within this year, or next year, whatever it is. They're going to put like 30, maybe. Maybe I saw 20 something. I don't know. A bunch of satellites in the air to like. They were talking about doing this with balloons like 8 months ago or whatever, now they've decided, well, screw balloons, we're going to put satellites in the air to get internet to the farthest corners of the world.
It was like 20, I think I read.
Yeah. A good number, though, if you think about a private company putting satellites in the air to just put internet, you know, to the Amazon.
Which makes me wonder why they can't do that now, like high-speed internet via satellite.
There is satellite internet.
Yeah.
But I think... And from what I understand, it's like a corporate thing, you know, like, but nobody really uses satellite anymore because it's not very fast. It's not very reliable. Same thing with satellite TV. Like it goes out
like
way
fiber optics are still better, I guess, huh?
Well, they're way faster and there's no, like you can have weird types of weather formations and cloud patterns that'll knock your internet or your TV out. That's why satellite blows. But
yeah, tell me about it.
Are you on satellite?
No, we're not on satellite. We're on
but
cable.
It still goes out a lot.
Yeah, it's been out
with
now.
Who shall be unnamed? Charter.
Yeah.
They're a joke here in the Midwest. They really are.
Charter.
Charter is...
Communications.
A joke.
It goes out all the time. That's the long and short of it.
Yeah.
Like, at least every month, it's going to go out for a large portion of your day. And today, it happened
You 10
o'clock
me.
This
yeah.
morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Yeah, it was about 9 hours. It was out.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day.
9 hours of boredom.
10 o'clock
See, now here's
to 7 p.m. Like, what the hell?
I mean, you obviously had to deal with like not watching Game of Thrones and searching for like boob gifs, but like,
yeah,
like what if you worked from your home?
Yeah.
And you were, I mean, it's a Tuesday, you know, and you're planning on putting in, you know, 8 hours of work. You wouldn't have been able to start work until 6 o'clock or when, you know, whenever it came.
And the cable was out too, so he was, what am I going to do? Read a book? Like, seriously.
Right. What do you people expect from me? No, quickly though, this episode's going to come out on Thursday. We apologize for missing last week. I work a job and have a child, and Matt works.
I too work a job.
Matt works a job as well.
And am a child.
Yes. So he also works a job and takes care of a child.
Yes, it's true.
But anyways, we apologize to
our... And I'm a full-time job, Addison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I need watching constantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm constantly burning myself.
Spilling things.
Sticking my fingers in light
just
sockets.
Just like a child, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I fall down, I'm grubby all the time. Sticky.
Just like a child.
Uh-huh.
Just, my kid now, he is... Which you met, by the way. You finally met my son.
Oh, my God.
Really cute kid.
He's amazing.
Yeah. He now... he would do this before. He doesn't like to sleep, so when he gets tired, he'll get grumpy because it's like, I'm tired and I need to sleep, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
But now he'll, like, within like,
because he's just now discovering consciousness.
Yes.
So he's like, oh, like,
I should be awake.
Yeah.
And for like the last 3 days, he's done this thing, which from what I understand is going to get worse, but he gets pissed about going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's time to go to sleep. And I mean, we were at a birthday party last night. And he was getting tired. He had eaten. He had everything done for him, you know, that he needs to have done. And he just did not, like, he was, like, shaking. And he was just so mad that he was awake but didn't want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty funny. So I think, from what I understand, that's going to be the next few months.
Probably.
So, looking forward to that.
Uh-huh.
But, anyways. But
that, no, I was about to comment, though. But that, isn't that an awesome, like, portion of time in someone's life? Like, you're going through it right now.
For who?
Listen to me. Like, you're going through this right now, and it's so amazing, because as your friend, I get to reflect on, like, all the good emotions
without
you must
having
be feeling.
To try and put him to sleep.
And, have none of the work involved. So, but think about that. He is just now, like, in the past couple months, discovering consciousness.
Yeah.
Discovering what light and dark is.
Uh-huh.
Like, understanding... now he's understanding, like, patterns of, like, oh, I want to do this thing right now, or I don't want to do this thing right now. And he's not even computing. He's just kind of...
Figuring things
instincts
out.
Instincts are firing, and he's trying. He's
and you notice it more and more every day.
Like,
don't get me wrong, too. Like, the other day, he's starting to follow. I mean, he's always, like, he'll stare at lights, obviously, you know, because he's starting to see that and follow those. But he's following smaller and smaller things.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting next to him the other day. He was, like, down on the floor in his car seat, and I had my hand on my knee, and I noticed that he was staring, and I'm like, well, I wonder, I thought it was maybe the pattern on my shorts, but I figured out, it's my ring. My ring is shiny. And I picked it up and moved it at a normal rate, and then he's just, like, he just followed it, and I was like, yes! It's just so cool. But
yeah,
let's turn
he's
into
learning
the podcast.
He's learning how to track things.
Yeah, and now, figuring out everything.
A skill he'll use in the wild when he becomes older and hunts.
If my son ever hunts, here's how it'll go. Do you remember that episode of The Office?
Right now he has the skills of a fish because he's going after shiny things.
Yeah.
But
and liquid food. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you remember that episode of The Office?
And he would probably eat his own poop if he could.
Yes. Where Michael Scott does the Survivor Man thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
How he was at that. Is I guarantee it how my son will be if he's ever in the wild.
That's how most of us would be if we were ever in the wild.
I mean, I'm pretty capable. I think I could rely on some things. But me and my wife were talking the other day because her dad, she's like, oh, he's already said he's going to take him fishing. I'm like, no, he's not. No, my son, like, there's no... I hope my son knows enough to know and gain from daddy at least that there's nothing for you fishing, son. there's nothing. Because and everyone I talk to that has that, every single person,
mm-hmm.
except for maybe, and I've never talked to any of these types of people, but maybe pro fishing where it's a competition or there's weight or poundage, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I could see how maybe that's like a sport, like fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everyone I know that goes fishing, whenever I'm like, they're like, oh, you should go fishing with this bro. I'm like, what's and they're like, well, we're out on the boat, we're having a few beers. Like, I'm like, let's go have a few beers outside. I'm fine with that.
Uh-huh.
Let's just drink outside. If that's what we're trying to do here, let's do that. Why do we have to have the shitty presupposition of trying to catch fish when there is a market full of meat down the road?
I know.
I just
Yeah. In a 21st century world, it doesn't make sense.
No.
It kind of makes sense as a hobby. But here,
or as a sport, like I said. Yeah.
But let me flesh this out for you a little bit. Okay.
Please.
My theory about fishing.
Yes.
Fishing is nothing. I mean, obviously, in some cultures, it's agriculture.
A way of
subsistence.
Mm-hmm.
But to the Western culture, fishing is nothing more than a way to keep track of how drunk you are. Stick with me with this theory.
Okay.
Okay, because we're going places with this theory. All right, keeping track of how drunk you are.
Uh-huh.
Once you've gotten so drunk you can no longer fish, like bait your hook.
Too drunk.
And, where you're about to fall off the boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Or fall off the dock. You get too drunk to bait your hook or feel when a fish is on the line or pull a fish off the line or whatever.
Or
tie a fish. Once you get that drunk, you're done. You're done drinking.
Yes.
You should stop drinking and toddle on home. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you're at a bar, you have no way of keeping track how drunk you are.
Well, yeah, because you pee every now and again your conversations or hopefully your friends who are like, dude.
But
let's maybe do a water this round.
You don't always have that. If you're fishing, you're engaging in activities that is it's taking fine motor skills and some presence of mind. Being in a bar doesn't take any of those things.
To keep a hook from going in your thumb or whatever it is.
Yeah. Right. Or to keep falling out of a boat.
Right.
Or to feel a fish dangling on your hook. Like,
yes.
So fishing in the Western culture is nothing more than a way to just keep track of how drunk you are.
I think I agree with you.
And if you're drinking if you're fishing and you're not drinking, you are doing it wrong.
Well, what's the point? Yeah, I don't.
And that's why, like, it's.
Well, everybody I've talked to that fishes and doesn't drink, it's the same kind of thing, the same kind of explanation, only without the alcohol. They're just like, but it's so relaxing to be out there. Then I'm like, go outside and relax. Like,
yeah.
The outdoors are always there. Uh-huh. You don't have to do something that's stupid in them to relax.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy a good, like, about twice a year, I like to take a hike, that kind of thing. Just trail through the woods, the silence, the trees. I get the outdoors. I get the calm, the peace. I enjoy that. But why throw over this blanket of horribleness of we're going to try and catch fish today?
And then what happens when
same thing with hunting.
What happens when you catch the fish?
Right.
You have to pull it off the hook. It's all slimy. If it's a catfish, you're probably going to cut your hand.
Uh-huh. And then if you are going to eat them or whatever, you have to gut them and flay them and all that. And it's just, no. I would rather put more time into something I bought and cook it really well in my home or have someone else cook it really well for me, as you've done, than catch my own food. Like, there's I have no desire to do that.
And fishing is one of those things. Some people say, well, man, it's a skill. It's a good skill. Here's the thing.
For what?
Here's the thing. I've fished before. I've caught fish.
Uh-huh.
I know the entire process to catching a fish.
Yes.
I can do it.
And have you ever put that on a resume?
No.
You have not?
No, I haven't. And just I probably should put that on my next resume.
Let me check my resume here.
Yeah.
No, it's not on there.
Yeah. Can catch a fish if given enough time.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me an entire day and I'll catch like 3 or 4 fish.
I will pull something alive out of the water. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Pointless.
But it's like, if it ever came down to like it being, I needed to fish to survive.
I would figure out a way to do that.
I can do it. Yeah.
Right. But see, that's the same thing with all those other skills. Like,
guess what? Like, throughout human history, we've been pulling fish out of water for thousands of years.
And we've been surviving for thousands of
and
years.
And no matter how stupid you are, eventually you can figure out how to get a fish
right
into your belly.
Right. Yes.
Like, it's going to happen. Yeah. So, yeah.
Same thing with a lot of other skills like that. The people are always, you know, like the doomsday people that are like, you know.
Doomsday preppers and stuff like that.
Like when the grid goes down, you're going to need to know how to, whatever it is, fill in the blank. And some of them are good skills, of course, but like, you know, I've often thought, like, I'll picture a scenario or picture a, like I did this, can't tell that story. It was when I was
okay. But no, if you're talking.
Or at work, like, I'll think to myself, okay, if we got out late from a close one night and I figured out, like, you know, just maybe there's a zombie in the parking lot or I see some tweets or something that the zombie apocalypse has started. What would I do? Right. And your most, the skills that you're going to use are probably going to be, and this is one thing that The Walking Dead kind of gets, but it's like, you're probably going to need your skills to deal with people more than the zombies.
Yeah.
Cause like either you're going to be overrun by more than you can handle and you'll die or you'll be able to kill them and live.
When the first part of the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm talking like the first,
you're going to be dealing with a lot of people.
The first month.
Uh-huh.
Your biggest danger is not zombies. It's other people.
Absolutely.
It's other people trying to take the stuff that you have.
Yes.
Now,
and you're probably doing to try and get what you need.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that will be the facts of that environment.
Yeah. In your scenario, has the grid gone down or has the grid not gone down?
In my scenario, I don't think of that as a part of it. I think of it's going to.
Yeah.
You know, but I only think in terms of like, this guy's going to stab me in the back for a burger, or this guy's going to help me kill a horde of zombies so we can get home to our wives and kids. Yeah. Kind of that's usually how it looks.
But the thing that
it's got really weird.
It has, but the biggest challenge if the grid goes down is not can you feed yourself. It's not can you defend yourself.
No. Right.
It's if the grid, the whole grid of power and internet, utilities power, and everything goes down.
Listen to me, listening to internet and TV is the grid.
Yeah. Like, the biggest thing.
If I can't download the latest episode of TV that I want to watch, grid's down.
Yeah. The most important thing is fresh water. Yep. Is being able to fight. Because if the grid, which means utilities, if
you can't just
turn
on
your tap and water doesn't come out, you're screwed.
Pretty quickly.
If you live in where we live in the suburbs, like, there are no places for fresh, clean drinking water.
Nope.
None.
Yep.
Like, when we live in St. Charles, Missouri, we're literally, there's a giant river 15 miles that way.
And then another five miles beyond it is
a giant river. But they're two of the dirtiest rivers in the world.
Yeah.
Like, every river in America is.
Yeah.
But there's not a whole lot of places to find fresh, clean drinking water. And I mean, if you have power, if you have a way to boil the water, you know.
Or whatever, right.
It could be done, but that's your biggest challenge.
Immediately, right.
Yeah. I would say that a third of your day for the first month that the grid goes down is all taken care of trying to get water.
That's my thing.
Think about that. 8 hours a day, you're trying to find water.
Like, as soon as the grid goes down, 3 to 5 days, you're going to have people busting into Sam's trying to get TVs, right?
Yeah.
5 to 8 days, you're going to have people busting into Sam's to try and get food and water.
Well, I think after 3 or 4 days, it's all gone. Everything's gone.
Well, but that's what you need. You need to go and find yourself a pallet of bottled drinking water. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That you could use for whatever you need, you know, and get that to wherever you might be.
Yeah.
But these are Zombie Tips 101 from Give That Some Thought.
Zombie apocalypse is not going to happen, but these are, you know,
I wish it would.
Survival.
I wish it would because I feel like a lot of really dumb people would be gone.
Yeah, but there's a chance that a lot of really smart people could be turned into zombies, too.
So what?
Yeah, but
that's nature's gamble.
We need them.
Nature's gamble.
Yeah, well, speaking of smart people, NASA.
Well, I was going to start the show and say.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Well, this is Give That Some Thought. My name's Addison. Joining me is my co-host, a man who gets his gardening tips from Better Homes and Gardens and his sex tips from Cosmo, Matt Hume.
Yep, I do.
Yep, that's a fact. He has both copies of those in the bathroom.
The reverse, maybe.
Sex tips from Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah.
Gardening tips from Cosmo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought of a really... You get where I'm going?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Flowers and such. Anyway.
I was thinking more...
Don't say it. If you're not going to tell the joke, then don't just...
I was thinking more keeping the garden well-trimmed, and we'll move on.
Yeah.
Don't
just play around in the listener's garden and then, like, not, you know, fertilize.
Oh, please. Anyways, this is Give Us Some Thought. Tripod Broadcasting's flagship show. Welcome aboard. We're sorry we're a week late. But I was going to say...
Well, we just kind of skipped a week.
Yeah. Which we own the show. Last I checked.
Yeah.
We haven't gone corporate yet. But trust me, when a big enough check comes along, we totally are.
Oh, yeah. Just lock, stock, and barrel.
Oh, yeah.
It's also...
As long as it's a big enough check, done.
Island and Aruba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this show will be coming out on Thursday. Today's the 3rd.
The 5th. My birthday.
The 5th. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's coming out on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So please wish Matt a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Matt.
He's not on Facebook because he's ancient or whatever. There's no reason to be on Facebook.
I'm ahead of the curve. That's why.
I'll actually hand you
I've
that.
I've transcended Facebook.
I've said this before. The only real reason I'm on there is to share pictures of my kid with the people that want them and to manage our pages. That's about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, wish him a happy birthday on Twitter at @suburban_wizard. Hashtag happy Matt birthday.
Yeah.
So send him those. Actually, I'm going to say this, hopefully before he stops me. Send him pictures of your dicks, your dongs, your poos,
your
dogs pooping and farting, and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Send those things to Matt for his birthday.
Yep.
I think that'll really lighten up his day.
It would make my birthday. I think
better than most birthdays.
Yeah, if you could send me...
How old are you? 38? What? 30?
37.
37.
No, I'll be 31.
It's
not that bad. It's not that bad.
Well, keep telling yourself that.
I know. I know. Anyway, but send me pictures of those things and, like, you know, overweight women in stretch pants.
Okay. Nope. Don't send him anything he asks for. Yeah.
People taking baths and cigarette butts. That's another really cool thing that I'm into.
Send him. Actually, you could just take a picture. Here's the thing. Let's see how many people we can get to do this. No one listens to the show, so no one will do it. But send him a picture. Go into your kitchen, your cupboard. Take a picture of whatever peanut butter jar you have.
Yes. No, this. Do butter, this.
The type of peanut butter that you have, and send him a picture.
And then I will pass judgment on your peanut butter selection.
Or give it a thumbs up in the rare case it's acceptable to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Please do that.
I will retweet. That's an amazing idea. If you send me a picture of your kitchen cabinet and a jar of Peter Pan honey roasted,
yeah,
creamy,
yeah,
I will retweet it.
So specific.
I'll retweet it,
and then the 48 people that follow him will get to see it.
It's like 60 now, bro.
I stand fully corrected.
Yeah,
I apologize.
I think, I don't know. I haven't checked Twitter.
That's what we should do for your birthday. Follow Matt Hume. Like, just get him because he tweets tons.
There's only a couple things I'm doing on my birthday. I'm gonna go play poker and I'm gonna get drunk, and that's what I'm gonna do.
Do you have a birthday every day, or is it?
Yeah, every day is my birthday.
Okay.
When you live like me, every day is a birthday.
As he raises his hazelnut coffee.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Okay, so we're talking about smart people.
Yes. Yeah,
smart people just got a big boost.
Okay.
From Congress. Congress approved a $435 million expansion for NASA's budget. Oh,
you know how I feel about this.
I know, and that's why the reason I brought it up.
Yeah.
I love it. It's awesome.
Great for you.
Anyway, there's no specifics. Cool. It's just NASA's getting
not.
More money now.
Of course not. And, you know, like, they're going to figure out how to design a better shoe for astronauts. It's so stupid. You know what we could do with $432 million? Is that what you said it was? $432 million? You know, $435
million.
Mm-hmm. You know what we could do with that, I don't know, anywhere? Infrastructure, private, like there's I could come up with a list of 50 things that would be better for the government to spend $435 million on than NASA.
Mm-hmm.
That affect our lives right now.
Yeah. Or the Department of Education, or the Department of Homeland Security I'm saying these are things that
you're being sarcastic
though. No, the money that we could take from these departments and spend them wisely.
We could put $435 million into Obamacare and probably make it something that would benefit the American people.
No, I'm not being facetious. I'm being serious. Like, we throw money at education without.
Well, we throw money at everything. Like,
yes,
but
you need to spend wisely in education,
like
not just throw money at it. But okay, but NASA needs a lot of money to do a lot of those cutting edge things.
To do nothing, like what? To look at putting a dude on Mars.
Yeah, but if you're sending researchers to CERN and the Large Hadron Collider, like, it takes money to rent these facilities.
I know.
Like, it takes millions of dollars a day.
I know.
Millions of dollars an hour.
Yeah, but
to run these facilities, and if you're doing an experiment there, like, you have to pay for it.
Shut them all down. So the only thing we should have in space is defense.
Yeah, defending from what?
Extraterrestrials.
Okay.
Prove
that they exist.
Prove that they don't. Bam. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
What is it? The absence of evidence means it's always true. That's the saying. Yeah.
The absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
Or, as my version says, the absence of evidence means it's always true.
Yeah. So, but yeah, just
Matt has a look on his face like he wants to end the show right now. And
no, I don't. I want to keep talking. I just want to get my thought because I was saying that there are a lot of there's a lot of misspent money in Washington.
Yeah,
but I don't think that money we spend on NASA is misspent. I think it's an investment in the future. Like you specifically said infrastructure, but spending money in NASA now is spending money on infrastructure 20 years from now.
I just think that
you have to spend money on
other things.
Okay, but you can take it from other places. Like I said, the Department of Education, which just
throws
money.
They're not going to, though.
No, they're not. Or Medicare Part D, which pays for the prescription drug habit of
half the people
in this
country. You know where that $435 million came from? It didn't come from a place it shouldn't have been going. It comes from the Federal Reserve writing another check.
Yeah.
Like, which... What good does that do us?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, actually,
I'm saying that NASA does more for us than investing in the Department of Education. I know they're controversial, but it's misspent money. Almost every dollar in the Department of Education is misspent money. It needs to be spent better. In order to have any sort of influence, but the Department of Defense needs to ratchet down its
absolutely
money. We need to get rid of the NSA.
Yeah,
and the NSA. Or there was a study that was released recently that said the NSA does nothing. Like they've literally, it's no more secure than it was 10 years ago,
right?
Or 15 years
well,
ago?
Yeah.
So
I don't think that's even in question. Like,
yeah, the airline companies are now trying to get rid of the NSA,
mm-hmm.
or the TSA. I'm sorry, the TSA.
Yeah,
because it's hampering their business.
Sure.
Like they can't expand their business model. They can't function properly.
Yeah.
Because they have the TSA controlling everything that they're doing.
Yeah. It's a big joke.
Yeah.
And the butt of the joke is the American people.
Yep.
Darkness. Everywhere. 25 minutes in.
Like, and we're already
every
depressed.
Episode, yeah, it just, oh my gosh.
Sorry, guys.
Happy birthday to Matt. Yeah. We're back, but where was I going to take that? Oh, yeah, okay, so credit.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about credit earlier before we started the show.
Well, yeah, okay, so Monday, I went into T-Mobile. Try and switch my plan over, save a couple bucks. I'm on Verizon right now. I'm paying out the butt. I've got unlimited, truly unlimited, completely unlimited data from years ago when they had it, and I've bought phones instead of buying them through them, and I've jumped in some hoops to keep it unlimited. But I've looked at my data usage. I use like 2 gigabytes a month because 2-3 gigabytes a month because I have Wi-Fi at home, and that's what I'm always on.
Yeah,
Wi-Fi
but
at work,
if you're grandfathered into that data. Thing. Yeah, why would you want to keep it?
Well, I'm paying like $160 a month.
Oh.
Yeah, for 2 lines.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So
it's a fair piece that you're paying there,
it's
sir.
It's a handsome dollar every month that goes to Verizon. And
you came up with a better one. Mine was fair piece. Yours was handsome dollar.
Piece. Or a handsome dollar, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. A handsome dollar is much better. I'm going to say that whenever I bought something expensive
now. A handsome
now.
Dollar, yeah.
That burger cost me a handsome dollar.
Yeah, exactly. No, so I'm paying a lot of money through them, and I looked at the plans online. I looked at, you know, that kind of thing. I'm trying to, you know, fix around. From what I understand, T-Mobile is pretty good in suburban areas. They get pretty good coverage. Some people complain about drop calls, but I don't know who does that anymore.
I had them for a couple of years, and I wasn't dissatisfied.
I never call people, ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, 9 times out of 10, unless it's an emergency, and I can tell probably by the person that's calling me, if it's somebody I know, I'll ignore it. Because they'll leave me a voicemail and I can not listen to that and don't care.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of how I hate calling people.
Plus,
anyways.
The equivalent of, like, a dropped call for a text message is the person gets it 2 seconds later.
Yeah, exactly.
Than
right.
they normally would.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then, plus, a text is always there. They can go back and, oh, like, sure. I'll get texts all the time, you know, whether I'm at work or whatever. Oh, okay. And then, you know, they're always there. I'll check it when I get off of work and answer whoever or whatever, you know. But anyway, so I was doing some research. Went in to try and switch it over, yada, yada, yada. It would be, because with the 2 devices that me and my wife wanted to get, because of they ran our credit. And
the dreaded credit report.
Yes. And with our credit, we would have to put a sizable, a handsome dollar down. Yes, a handsome dollar. And it's not affordable for me right now to do that. It's just not. Even though I would save money in the long run by being on the plan and yada, yada, yada. And it got me to thinking, like, how screwed you can be over credit when, like, and this is probably wildly personal, but I've never had any, I've had one credit card my whole life. I've got another one now. It's my second one that has a $300 limit, you know, and I've been making small purchases and paying it off. And that's it. Like, I don't just sign up for, like, $10,000 credit cards. Max them out, and then when they send me a letter that says we're taking you to court, start paying it. Like, that's not what I do. I know people my age that do that. I don't do that. The only thing really that's on my credit is school loans.
Yeah.
$23,000. And that's the thing that has my credit in the crapper. And it blows my mind that, you know, I kind of had a unique situation with school, obviously, with you know, how I quit and stuff and that whole thing. But even if I was out, yeah, I might be making a little bit more money now if I had the degree. Sure, I'm willing to factor that in, but I would still have a kid and a wife who I'd want to stay home with the kid, and I wouldn't necessarily have the money to be able to pay all of that and get my credit and get it good and keep it good. And it just, it's frustrating that the only thing I have is school loans, and that's why my credit is so bad.
Yeah.
So
here's a, okay, now you got me going. I'm going to go off on a tangent here for a second.
Like you did before the show or about yours or whatever.
No, but yeah, because you mentioned your score and you mentioned your wife's score.
Mm-hmm.
And my score is comparable with your wife's.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, still not.
Not great, but definitely.
I think it's technically below average is what they call it.
Is it really?
On the scale. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway. But I've had two credit cards defaulted on them. I had an auto loan I defaulted on. I have a medical bill right now that I've defaulted on. I've paid all this other stuff back, but I have a medical bill now that I'm still paying.
And by medical bill, but, what do you, like, you don't mean thousands. Like, it's like...
It's like $1,500.
Okay, right. So not...
From an ER visit, like, 2 years ago, something like that.
Right.
3 years ago, something like that. I think when I had kidney stones or something like that. Anyway, but I don't have any student loans.
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. I have a terrible credit history.
Yeah.
But no student loans.
Uh-huh.
And it makes me equal with somebody who has just student loan and a good credit history.
Yeah.
Like that's what a student loan does to you.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And in today's world where everybody who goes to college, like 95% of the people who go to college have to have student loans.
Well, my wife got a full ride, and she still has loans.
Yeah.
Because the rates changed after she won the full ride.
Yeah.
Like, she had an ACT score that was so good that they were literally, like, full ride.
Yeah.
You know, with that and a sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what those are. But, and it's still, she still has loans because it changed.
Yeah.
You know, most universities and colleges raise the rates sometimes twice a year.
Oh, like, yeah, absolutely.
Like.
It's constantly going up.
Yeah.
It's constantly going up. And the fact that just having a student loan will ruin your credit.
Oh, yeah.
It is totally counterintuitive of how the system should work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should be able to get student loans, and student loans are supposed to be there to get you through college, to get you what you need to do so you can start making a livable amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start
and
paying
back.
And that's
not even what college means anymore.
I know. So you can start paying back your debts.
Right, sure.
On that college education.
Right.
But if that college education is holding you back from getting the things that you need to move on in your life, let's say nicer apartment, a better car, where you are accruing some debt, but then you're also paying down debt and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
it just seems
you don't even have the opportunity to.
It's a student loan is too big of a hit to your credit score to give you any help.
Well, and even
when you get out of college,
right? And take credit score out of it, because I didn't pay it for a while due to some things and that kind of thing. So,
but then you're in the hole for $50,000. But then also your credit's completely screwed.
Well, I was going to say,
so they're taking both of the things you have to work with away from you,
right?
And then pushing you out of college, saying go find a job. Ha 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 ha! You can't. There's no jobs. F*** you.
Well, that yeah. It pretty much was what I was going to say. Like, it's you know, because I have done some bad things with the student loans. I get that, not paying them, not calling them maybe when
ignoring
I should have,
them and
that
stuff
kind
like
of
that,
thing. You know, yeah. But on the flip side, the money's still there, and the college still costs what it did.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people that got the same degree that I was working toward that I didn't wind up getting, you know, and if we're looking at facts here, sure, that are in my exact same shoes.
Yeah.
Like, that are working the same job that I am or an office job, a better job. As
but
they
they're
look
still
at
making $11 an hour doing it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and so, and then there's the conundrum of like, okay, so do I not go back to school and just start working as hard as I can and work up somewhere?
Yep.
Maybe,
yep.
You know?
Yep. How you do it now.
Yeah.
That's how you do it now. You get hired somewhere and then, you know, you get hired as a cook as a restaurant and then soon you're running the kitchen and then soon you're the executive chef. Or the executive manager, and then you move to, like, you know, vice president of the company or whatever. Like, that's how you do it.
Matt's
over a 20-year. No. No.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever want to manage another kitchen again.
Yeah, you weren't a happy man.
No, I wasn't.
When you were doing that.
I was miserable the entire time.
Yeah. You were not.
And
you
I'm,
weren't
I'm,
yourself.
I'm much happier now. And yeah, I have pretty much the same job I had before I accepted that position, and I'm much happier now. So, anyway.
Yeah. Anyways, credits, weird, credits awful.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that all works, that kind of thing. And not only that, but okay, so I was talking to somebody really close to me in my immediate family, mm-hmm. and they're like, well, you know, and I think they thought it was an embarrassing thing, but they suggested they're like, well, what about bankruptcy? And I'm like, oh no, I would totally do that.
Yeah,
I have no qualms about filing for bankruptcy. I would be fine with that, because that's, you know, then the courts go to whatever debts you have, and then you pay a certain portion of those, and mm-hmm. it's I would totally do that. But it doesn't touch your student loans,
yeah.
which is all that I have.
Yep.
So I could do that for, I think I've got like a $200 bill I'm still paying off. That's what it'd be. And if I filed bankruptcy, they'd be like, pay the $200. Like,
yeah.
And it'd be like, okay, and then there's my bankruptcy and my student loan.
Your credit would just tank for like a 300 points.
Yeah.
But that's why they did it with the student loans. That's why you can't file bankruptcy on student loans, because...
Yeah. Well, you can, but it doesn't touch them.
Yeah, because they knew that yeah. they would... you'd have an entire generation of people mm-hmm. Right now for the next 10 years
yeah.
filing bankruptcy to get rid of their student loans.
Yeah. So, well, and you can't. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah, it's an interesting system that we have here, but
completely rigged to screw us over at every turn.
Essentially.
Unless you take every step correctly from the get-go
yeah.
and know the right people, or born with a silver spoon
and
in your mouth.
And have some money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I...
That's the only way you can win the game, is having a ton of money at the start.
Well, there was a guy at work who... I spent money on something weird at work, and he was like, do you really need to be spending that with... And he was joking. He's like, do you really need to be spending that as a new father for the baby? And I was like... He's like, when you need to be saving for his college. And I was like, I'm not paying for his college. Like, what? Like, why would I
my parents didn't help pay for my college.
Well, yeah, and I don't think that it's necessarily a good... thing to pay for the kids' college, because then I don't know, I guess it helps them get on their feet with college, but yeah. that doesn't mean anything.
I laugh,
like, they could come right back into my house. Not that there'd be a problem, I mean, uh-huh. those are all be doors that will open and close as they come,
sure.
but then they'll come right back in my house and work at Target, yeah. like, you know, with a degree, and because they have a degree, they'll make 80 cents more than the guy that doesn't have a degree.
Yeah, every time,
like, seriously,
every time I hear somebody so. Talk about retirement or uh-huh. saving for uh-huh. college, uh-huh. I laugh inside. Sometimes
out. Yeah.
Sometimes outside on the outside, but I laugh on the inside. And every time I see a commercial on TV for, are you saving enough for retirement with the Colonial Penn Retirement Fund, like stuff like that. It's right. ridiculous. Like the fact that people out there still, like, it tells you how stupid people are. The fact that people out there still believe that they can retire. Mm-hmm. At 65, like, they can put money into a pension and it will be there when
yeah.
they're, like, people my age can put money into a pension and it will be there in 40 years mm-hmm. for them to retire.
That's a pretty ludicrous assumption.
Or that you can start saving for your son's college mm-hmm. right now mm-hmm. and save up $100,000 over 20 years.
Yeah. Maybe I could.
Why? So you could pay his $1.5 million a semester college tuition in 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, if it goes the way it goes. Yeah.
College inflation being the way it was. I mean, 20 years ago, how much did college cost you for a semester? $500, $1,000, $5,000 if you're going to the best school?
Uh-huh.
Now it's...
$30,000.
Now it's $1,500 or $3,000 a semester at yeah. a community college.
Yeah, yeah.
Where 20 years ago, it was $300 for that semester or yep. $100 for that semester.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. It's 100 times what it used to be.
Yeah,
and we can't keep up.
In a direction otherwise.
No,
you know?
No,
yeah.
No.
Because you know, then the, like all the money starts flowing that way, and this goes back to my whole like minimum wage thing, and why that in and of itself doesn't really do anything. Like all that is like more money being shoveled around.
Yeah.
Like because then just because you're paying more for college, doesn't mean that you're getting less of a thing, because there's still tons of grants and scholarships and things like that that wind up not meaning anything
yeah.
because complete idiots go through college and don't know a thing about real life. Like, I remember even when I was sitting in college university classes, right? Private university, a good school, right?
Uh-huh.
On paper, a school that is good, okay?
Good quotes.
Yes, yes.
He air quoted so hard that the
joints in my fingers are going to hurt yeah. for days.
The walls thundered.
Yeah, but... And I would look around me at like the 18, 19, 20 year olds that were there in school, mm-hmm. and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like even when you'd get assigned to like a project with more than one person and what they would try and do on it or what they would bring to the table necessarily. And it's like, I have gobs more life experience than these people because I started working when I was 16, right?
Yeah.
Or 17, I think it was. Yeah. You know, entered the workforce, learned, you know, how to be somewhere on time, how to somewhat manage my money, manage it badly, manage it good and see the differences, you know, learned that all myself. Because, and these kids have, like, it's like, you know, call daddy so I can get $300 so I can go drink on Friday nights.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
There's a certain percentage of people like that out there. And I think
it's a high percentage of college
I don't
students.
Think it's as high as you think it is because I think those people, those people stand out. Those type of college kids stand out. So they're immediately what you think of in your
that's
mind is stereotype. I think that that's 20% of the college students
unless
out there.
Unless you're going to a WashU or a Harvard or Yale. I think anywhere else,
I mean,
that's all it
10%
is,
of the college students out there go to like a spring break thing, okay? So uh-huh. And so it's those 10%. Like uh-huh. It's the 10% whose parents are giving them money, okay?
Yeah.
But for the other 90% of us, like we don't do spring break like that. We work at McDonald's or whatever. We work in restaurants. We work construction.
Yeah.
Like we go to school at night or, you know, work around our classes or whatever and, you know, work hard to get a degree and are crippled with debt. Meanwhile, that's those 10% who haven't their school paid for and their vacations paid for.
Yeah.
Like they, those are the ones who are going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's, it's wiser. I don't know.
Which even still as an employer, who would you want to hire out of those two groups? Just common sense. Like who do you want to hire? Like the person who has learned and perhaps made some mistakes, you know, with their own money and their mm-hmm. own time and things like that, and knows how to be a good worker as opposed to the student who, you know, and then you have the parents who are like, well, you're going to get a job because you're supposed to work through school. You're going to pay a portion of this bill. And those kids are dick on the job. Like, you know what I mean? Like they're there because they have to be because their parents
dicks,
made them get a job.
Dicks stand out, man. They do. They stand out.
Right. And who does an employer like having on the clock? Not dicks.
Yeah.
That's
anyway. I'm saying that your worldview might be a little warped because those people stand out and annoy you more.
Yeah,
so I don't think it represents the majority. Yeah. But I think it's much wiser to get a credit card at 20% interest than it is to get a student loan. Because
on how you're going to pay for it and how you're going
to. Well, it seems to me to be a hole that you're just digging yourself in, and it's with you for the rest of your life. It's going to ruin your credit score as soon as you get out of school. Mm-hmm. It's going to start ruining your credit score, and it's not going to stop. Even if you pay on it, it's going to ruin your credit score. And it's going to be with you for 10, 20 years. It's going to be a mortgage.
Yeah.
You're mortgaging your life. You're mortgaging your future.
Yeah.
If I could
just get this book deal to go through, I could pay my student loans.
Yeah.
They've told me I get $200,000 now and $200,000 when it's done.
Really?
For $411,000. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You got a book deal that $200,000 up front and $200,000 on the back end.
My publisher promises me the New York Times bestseller list. Addison Todd, A Series of Unfortunate Decisions. Yeah.
That's, you know, like in publishing right now, not even Stephen King could get $200,000.
Of course not. Stephen King's books are shit.
But I'm saying, to you, like J.K. Rowling couldn't get $200,000 up front for a book.
You know, this is what the guy offered me.
Yeah. So. Like if you're a first-time author, you're lucky to get $2,000 for your first novel up front.
That would make
sense. Sell like a couple thousand copies right off the bat in the first couple weeks.
That would make a dent in my student loans.
Yeah. You know that usually the number one, the bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list, the number one book usually sells about 50,000 copies.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No, that's not. But is that counting digital though?
In a week?
Because
Oh,
50,000 in a week.
Yeah, but that's like it's like when it gets super popular, that's its peak week. Uh-huh. 50,000 copies. So you look at
really?
And that your peak week is where you sell your most books.
Sure.
So if you have a bestseller, a huge bestseller, 150,000 copies, maybe
total.
Over a year.
No kidding.
Yeah. There's no money in books. There's no money in... I've been researching it recently because I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'll go back to my novel. Nope. There's no money in publishing books. Absolutely none.
No kidding.
Because it's like music now because the market is, number one, so saturated with people who are self-publishing.
Yeah.
And e-books have made it so much easier to self-publish.
Yeah.
And now, book readers are like indie music fans. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's all... it's small authors you've never heard of who are putting out really good stuff and have a rabid following, but they make no money.
Yeah.
Like, they work like their regular jobs, but they make no money doing it.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, I don't know, maybe it'll go back, turn back around.
Well, podcast is the curve. Eventually, you promised me $10 when we started this episode and $10 when we finish it.
Yeah, that's true. Can I give you the...
For an effective... Can you give me that next week? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
When you see a paycheck?
Yeah. Can I give you that money in my roommate's old DVDs?
Sure.
All right.
I'll take those to
Goodwill. I think we have two copies of Kill Bill 2.
Go ahead and take one of those.
Yeah, right. Take one of those.
And for good reason, too, because it's a crappy movie.
Kill Bill? I like Kill Bill.
I've never seen him.
Okay, well.
You know I like shitting on things I've never seen or read or done or listened to.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's why you don't look down before you poop. But
ridiculous pun.
It's not really a pun. It's just a play
well,
on
yeah,
words.
Well, yeah, like.
Or a play off your words. Anyway, when we started this show 45 minutes ago.
Is it 45? Yeah, it is 45.
I didn't even look, and I guess
it's
45. Wow.
Nose. That's impressive.
45 and 18 seconds right now, so
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's not bad.
I must be psychic. Oh, okay. Speaking
Sell that.
I guess, maybe.
That's our ticket
out.
No,
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, maybe, because.
How long is a good psychic do you think you could take to pay $23,000 for student loans?
I don't
know.
You're
a good one.
Maybe a couple years. Less.
I mean, really good. Like, if you did, like, Conan.
Okay, like if you got, like, a book deal, like, if you're the Sanjay Gupta of,
a book,
like, bullshit.
A DVD, like I'm on The Tonight Show.
If you got, like, John Edwards
because I'm telling people what color
underwear
they're wearing and stuff.
John Edwards from, like, 10 years ago?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I don't really follow the psychic community. I know it seems like
he had the show on TV called Crossing Over with John Edwards, and he would do cold readings.
Okay.
And that's what it was. I mean,
right.
Then South Park did an episode and called bullshit, and people were like, wait a minute. It's actually a science called cold readings? And, yeah, no, it's... Yeah, he was totally fake. Anyway, so I was at work the other day, and we have this mop closet that's right kind of in
the front.
Is
this a story about how you're a psychic?
Yes, yes.
Okay, cool.
Well, not how I'm a psychic, how I'm a wizard.
Okay.
Proved it to somebody the other day.
I'm going to put in some LOTR music here
and
hope we don't get sued.
we have the keys. You have to open up. It's always locked. You have to open up the door with a key.
Right.
And so...
To a closet? Or?
To a closet where we keep like chemicals and the mop sink and everything.
Sure.
So we're closing down the other night, and... He was going to mop after I had swept the line. He was going to mop. And so he's going to the closet to get the mop bucket, and I'm walking by with some trash I'm taking out.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's fiddling with the lock, and he's like, why won't it open? And I was like, oh, I put a magic spell on it, bro. just BSing.
Yeah.
Just totally
yeah.
trying to riff.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what? I was just playing a bit.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, dude, you did not know? I'm a wizard. Level 31. He's like, what?
I thought your Twitter profile says level 32.
It does say level 32. But
that's the one you're attaining, though.
Yeah, no.
You're on the way to level 32.
Well, quick confession, I did get knocked back a peg.
Are you serious?
Yeah, by the Wizard Commission.
What? What did you do?
Did you
wink at a fat, like a chubby wizard chick?
No.
You're like, none of that in here.
No, I did not. I did, however, use a charm spell to get a girl to sleep with me. And
you can't do that.
It's from the Wizards Commission. It's no go. So they knocked me back a peg.
Yeah.
Just it was,
from your mouth.
The
to
reason
their ears.
Why it was my third offense. You get three strikes of doing the same thing. And so
third time.
It was the third time I had
unreal.
Done that. And they're like, okay, you're going back a peg now. Do
yeah.
it again.
Sorry, level 31. Yeah.
Do it again. We're going to take that charm away from you. Anyway, so he's trying to fiddling with the lock. And I said, yeah, bro, I put a magic spell on it. And he's like, whatever. And he goes back to fiddling with it. I'm like, dude, I put a magic spell on it. He's
like, you're not going to get in.
Yeah, he's like, why won't it open? And he's jiggling with it. And he's got the key in the lock, and you have to turn the key with the lock.
Uh-huh.
And so I come over, and I was like, dude, hold on. And I put my hand on the door handle, and I was I literally did this. Like, I pulled back on all my – I drew upon all my time at the Pentecostal church.
Okay.
And I did my best speaking in tongues, and I'm like, like that on the handle with my fingers on the handle. And then I pulled off, I'm like, try it now. He twists.
Opens it right up.
Opens instantly on the first try. He looks at me. He's like, fuck you, dude. I'm like, told you.
Yeah,
I'm a wizard.
Like, what are you?
And I proved it to him. And I proved it. Wizardry right there.
Right in front of your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't just complete coincidence that I played this bit off.
No.
And it actually happened to work.
Right.
No.
It was wizardry.
It was wizardry.
Yeah.
Anyway. when we started this episode 48 minutes ago. I had to look that time. Sorry, listeners.
Well, level 32, you would have known that.
It's true.
You keep sprinkling dust on fat chicks, and look at what happens to you.
Charms, bro.
Down a peg.
Sigil charms. Anyway, no.
Whatever.
We had some stuff we were going to talk about, or you had some stuff you were going
to
talk about.
Among those are what we've already discussed, yeah.
A couple things, yeah. But anything specific that you want to take, like a specific direction you want to take?
We can talk about this, I don't know.
Because I had some stuff saved, but like,
Actually, let me ask you about one thing.
I wasn't able to get on the internet and like access what I had saved, so I didn't able to do any research deep research for.
But here's something
program.
We were going to talk about. I don't know if you still want to talk about it. I think it still might make for interesting content, but, 2 weeks ago, your weekend, your, enjoyable weekend. Your enjoyable weekend.
2 weeks ago.
When you texted me about frequenting houses of ill repute.
Oh. Okay, yeah. So, I ended up at the strip club. I'm not going to bury the lead.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bury the lead. Yep. I ended up at the strip club.
Yeah.
It happens. It simply happens. For the first time in, 5 years. I was at work. It was a Saturday night, Friday night, something like that.
Got picked
Jason
up.
Came to pick me up. He's like, "What are you doing right now?" I'm like, "I'm riding home in the car with you, bro. What are you doing?" He's like, "No, Jessica's up at Hot Shots."
Uh-huh.
And I was like, "Oh, well, yeah, we can go there for grab a couple of drinks." She's like, "Yeah, it's her birthday, so she's really drunk." I'm like, "Oh, I forgot it was her birthday."
Right.
So
you gotta go. Yeah.
So I have to go up there pretty much. So we go up there to Hot Shots in Bridgeton,
mm-hmm.
and she's already drunk. But,
as people do on their birthdays.
She comes up to me. She throws... This is Chris's wife, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Meredith is to me. So it's like, you know, my friend's wife.
Yeah.
And she's a sweetheart. I love her anyway. So,
yeah.
But anyway, and Meredith too.
Yeah.
But I digress.
It's fine. You don't have to say that.
I digress.
That.
I know.
She listens, but you don't have to say that.
I know. Anyway, so...
You love our kid. I think that's important enough.
She greets me at the door to Hot Shots with a big hug. And
yeah,
she kisses
sure.
me on the cheek. And she's like, yeah, let's do a shot. So I bought her a shot.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And I had a couple beers. I had like 3 beers. And then it was the last call, and we got kicked out. We're out in the parking lot. She's drunk.
Yeah.
She's like, "I want to go to strip club." And the group we were in, everybody was like, "All right, let's go to the strip club." We're like, nobody really wanted to go besides her, but...
It's and, the birthday. Yeah.
Yeah. And we could have easily convinced her not to go to the strip club.
Yeah.
But secretly, like, 2 of the guys
were
like, "Yeah, I kind of want to go to the strip club, but I don't want to let anybody know that I want to go to the strip club, so let's pretend." Yeah, I'm going to vote with her.
Yeah. Right.
I was
and
not one of those guys.
I was going to say,
no.
You weren't, yeah.
No.
Because
I was
you...
Like, I was like, I told Chris, "Dude, I really don't want to go to the strip club,
uh-huh.
but if she wants to go, like, I'll go. So whatever.
Yeah.
No big deal." So, half hour car ride.
To the
east side.
East side of St. Louis.
Into Illinois.
Yeah.
To go see some boobies.
For those aren't familiar with the area, there's a town in right on the other side of St. Louis.
I wouldn't call it a town. It's more like if you ever wanted to like see Fallout in real life, like go to East St. Louis.
Actually, I've read some articles. From what I understand, it's a town pretty much like there's a lot of crime. There's a lot of crack and a lot of meth and heroin.
Yeah.
It's not one of the extreme places like that, but it's around here, that's where just your drugs and your prostitution and your...
Well, here it is. It's in Illinois. It's part of the state of Illinois, but...
The People's Republic of Illinois.
Yeah, but it's run...
You know their cigarette tax is like twice what it is here.
Oh, yeah.
It's illegal to take more than a carton of cigarettes over the border.
Yeah.
Punishable by a felony.
Yeah.
That's how insane their taxes are over
speaking
there.
Speaking of that,
Illinois for like 10 minutes, by the way.
We were at the strip club, and there was a cigarette machine.
Awful.
And you know how much Marlboro Reds cost out of the cigarette machine?
$12.
$15.
A pack?
Yeah.
$15 for one pack of cigarettes?
Yeah.
No, because I'm sure the law is...
Because you're at the strip club, but then you're also...
Yeah. And I'll bet,
yeah.
I'll bet the law is
at
that
a cigarette
it
machine.
Has to be that... For it's
and if you get them out of a
like
cigarette
said,
machine in a bar, it's like $7.
Well, like I said, I could talk about Illinois and all the bad things with it, and the corrupt government, corrupt state government in Illinois. Like that place is a joke. Their tax rates, their property taxes, like the place is just.
Well, here's the thing about East St. Louis. It's
Chicago. I don't really know that there's more to say there.
I was about to say no, it's not a shithole.
Yes,
but
it is. You know, more people have gotten killed by homicide in Chicago in 2012 than got killed in Afghanistan in a fucking war zone.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Just
it's a violent town.
Let that marinate.
It's a very violent town with a lot of drugs. But East St. Louis is like lower Chicago when it comes to crime because it's in Illinois, and there's a couple crime families that control all of Illinois, and there's one that controls East St. Louis, and East St. Louis is used as a depot between New Orleans, Chicago, Kansas City.
St. Louis?
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, it's St. Louis, but East St. Louis is used like as a midway point between a bunch of different places. Like, it's a hub for
crime,
for the black market, for gun trade, for drug trade, for prostitution, things like that. So East St. Louis is not a good place to be.
No,
and it's just it's strip clubs and abject poverty, and
there's a 24
crime.
There's a 24-hour concert bar that's over there.
Yeah,
that I think
pops.
Closes down for like 1 hour.
Pops.
Where you can't drink, and you can drink 24/7 in this place. To give you an idea.
Yeah. Oh, you know, on the east side, you can drink 24/7 the entire time. We after the strip club, we went to first. Okay, let's just talk about the strip club first. So we went in. $12 cover.
Just to get in.
Just to get in. $12.
Right.
Go in. There's a girl selling beers right there by the door.
Right.
So I saw Blue Moon. I'm like, give me a Blue Moon.
Yeah, it's a good beer.
$8.50
for a bottle.
A bottle. A Blue Moon.
That's like ballpark price for a bottle, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, so she hands me the beer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hand her $9 and walk away.
Yeah.
So instantly, I'm $21. All that I have is a beer and a bunch of black lights around me.
Yeah.
That's what I have to show for $21. I walk in and, yeah, they all sat on the stage, so I sat on the stage and, yeah, threw a couple dollars.
Yeah.
On the stage.
You made it rain.
And then sat back while they did what people do at strip clubs. They didn't get a lap dance or anything just because it was like $80 for a couple's lap dance.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, we were there for like an hour, did absolutely nothing, and then left. Like, they didn't even drink. I drank a beer. I was the only one who drank. They didn't, so... No one was. She was, and she started to fade like 20 minutes into it.
Yeah, just like so this was a great idea.
And now, yeah, now she all of a sudden, she's sleeping. She's in the bathroom for 15 minutes, and then she passes out. So we leave the strip club.
Right.
Get to the parking lot. Leave. There's a gas station. I'm like, screw this. I'm getting some beer.
That's a fairly reasonable price
because I know it's 3 a.m. right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're not getting beer in Missouri, so we're gonna buy beer now because I'm getting drunk to forget about the rest of this night. So about a 12.
So you didn't. So the stigma of strip clubs is like it's a great time.
It's not. It's never a great time for me.
I've never been, but it's and I don't really plan on or want to go. But it's yeah. You every time you've ever talked about it, you don't. Sound...
Once again, it's one of those situations where in order to have fun, you have to maintain an illusion. Okay, it's like a terrible movie. It's like Dave and Buster's. It's like Six Flags. It's like water parks.
Easy on Six Flags, bro.
It's like Six Flags or a water park or Dave and Buster's.
Right.
Or just fill in the blank of things people really don't like doing, but like you have to...
But always do.
Yeah. Or high school sports, okay? Like you have to present this illusion that everybody's having a good time and this is something everybody really wants to do, but as soon as you start to think about it...
No one's... Yeah,
you
it's
realize
not thrilling at
this
all.
Is the stupidest thing in the world because there's a guy in the bathroom that he... Just for squirting soap in my hands, he gets mad at me every time I go to the bathroom and don't tip him a dollar. So I had to tip $3 because I've been drinking and now, you know,
like,
I have to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So I have to tip him $3. I have to pay $8.50 for a beer. I have to pay $12 to get in the excuse me, just to get in the place.
Right.
And then everybody there wants to take my money.
Yep. For drinks or dances.
It's not about having a good time.
Uh-huh.
It's about
spending money.
It's all about she wants my money.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when you start to think about it, you realize what a sad thing it is.
Yeah.
How vapid and empty and useless that kind
the
of activity is.
Or,
the whole experience is.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad I went because it reopens my eyes and reminds me of, oh yeah, there are people out there who treat women like objects, and if I'm not careful, I can easily be that person.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's what kind of scares me about strip clubs and about pornography too. Like.
Yeah.
there are people out there who think of women have never thought of a woman anything other than an object. And if I'm not careful in my own thinking and my own actions, I can easily be that douchebag too.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
So I gotta watch out and make sure that I'm being the person and the kind of man that I want to be. But anyway.
It was really sweet, man.
We're leaving the strip club. Well, that's kind of what I was thinking about while I was there and seeing titties. By the way.
Yeah.
I saw not one natural boob in that entire place the entire time.
Did you expect to?
Not one natural boob.
Did you expect to?
And I'm calling out. Whoa, sorry.
That was weird.
I'm calling out the Penthouse Club right in East St. Louis right now, okay?
Yeah.
Penthouse Club, get your act together. I saw not one natural boob.
Yeah. Well, they can't hire, like, it, of course not. It's St. Louis.
That,
like,
that right there just, fake boobs. It's no bueno.
Right.
It's not doing anyone good.
We had a conversation the other night at the birthday party last night. We were talking about fake boobs, and they're like, somebody brought up the question of, have you ever felt a fake boob? And I have. And
yeah.
it's not. No matter how good they might look, the job itself or whatever, it's just not. It's not the same.
Nope.
It's totally not.
Plus, cheap strip club boob jobs. No, they don't look good. Like the nipples are pointing in opposite directions.
Okay. All right.
And, like, off to the side in weird ways.
Okay. So you stopped at a gas station.
Anyway.
It's back on track here.
There's a gas station there that sells alcohol 24/7.
Uh-huh.
And so...
Sure.
There's two windows. You can't actually go in the gas station. You have to...
Of course not.
There's
yeah.
two windows.
You probably shoot up the place.
Yeah, there's two windows where you have to go up and tell them what you want, and they bring it to you and take your money, and then... You know, so you're standing in line with a bunch of drunk people who've just come from the strip club.
We always used to say when I was a kid... when we'd drive through certain areas, you know, my parents would always lock the doors and kind of get that look on their faces.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Let's just kind of get through as quick as we can. And it's always gas stations like that,
yeah.
Liquor stores with bars on the windows,
mm-hmm.
like just that whole look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what it was. You're standing in two lines with a bunch of drunk people.
Oh, my God.
And so I got.
You didn't have fun that night at all, did you?
Because I got the 12 pack and it's Bud Light because I was buying for everybody else too. So I got it and.
So you didn't even buy a good beer when you had the chance to buy a beer.
I know, but I get back to the truck, and we all get in, and we're going, and we get home, and I'm emptying my pockets,
mm-hmm.
and because cell phone,
yeah.
change, key, lighter, ID. Go left pocket, right pocket, back pocket.
There you go.
Yeah, ID and money. So I go change, cell phone, boom, lighter, house key, boom, money, boom. Where's my ID? The black lady at the liquor store still has it.
Yeah.
So.
It still does to this day. If
yes.
Not,
yes.
Yeah. And it's been how long?
A week and a half, almost. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to go over and get it?
No, it's been just a little over a week. It's been like 10, 8 days, something like that, 9 days. No, I'm just going to go back and get a new one at the DMV.
Just pay the 11
pay
bucks
the 15
or
bucks
it
or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that, kids, is why you don't go to strip clubs.
Yeah, and then I lost my phone for a little while, too, I couldn't
that
find
night?
My...
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't find my phone, and I found it in Jason's car, or truck. Anyway, it was ridiculous. It was a terrible, stupid night. So, the lesson out there, children, is don't go to strip clubs. Like, there are many other ways. Like, here's the thing. Sex is easy. It's free if you're smart. That's what Louis C.K. says.
Yes.
It's free if you're smart.
Yep.
Like, it's not... If you want to have sex, there's somebody out there who will have sex with you. You just have to play your cards right. That's it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you look like. Doesn't matter your personality. You just have to take your best attributes and weave them in a certain way. Well, you know what I'm saying. You weave them in a certain way that...
He means attributes.
Attributes.
Anyways.
Attributes. You take your best attributes.
Attributes to what?
You can edit that out.
You always, whatever.
You can
just
no, don't worry.
Go.
You can just
you
edit
make,
it out.
You always make fun of me for how I pronounce.
But please don't attribute that to me, okay? God, we have so much fun on the show. It's just a delightful time. Top to bottom. Give that some thought. It's just a fun time with two fun guys who are just having fun. Talking about strip clubs and
and
social inequality. Calling down the man.
That's... We talk about social inequality a lot.
Because we're
socially unequal.
Have so much social unequalness.
Yeah, we don't.
We're not socially equal to
we
most
don't really
people.
Fit into society. Well, we do. Like,
we fit into the part of society that doesn't fit into society, which is everybody. Everybody feels like they don't fit in.
Yeah, but I feel
it's
like
kind of a universal feeling.
Let me quickly say this, and I think you'll agree. I feel like we tend to, like, you and I, like, and this will like, if we've been in public places before, like, we do get out now and again. Yeah. No, but we've gone into Walmart, Schnucks, whatever it is, grocery store, that kind of thing. And you and I, like, if we're in line or we have the opportunity to see someone, we pretty much, I think, 99% of the time, 98 maybe, have the same opinion of somebody or the same judgment or the same...
For the most part.
The same evaluation of what they're bringing to society. And I don't know that you take it down the road that I do, but that's my big problem with everything is that people don't do what they should. Right? Everyone's trying to cut a corner somewhere. No one believes in hard work. No one believes in any of that kind of stuff. And that's what bugs me at work. That's what bugs me at home. That's what bugs me around the people that I know. That's what bugs me when I go to the supermarket. That's what bugs me from when I wake up to when I go to sleep. And sometimes I dream about it.
Wow.
It's bad, dude.
You need to let your anger towards other people go. You can't control
what
other people do.
You're right.
And
you're
absolutely
right.
There's always going to be people out there who know you. And for the rest of your life.
But not just annoying me, but it annoys me so badly because they're screwing up society. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people out there who think that you're screwing up society by acting the way that you do.
But I'm not doing any concrete actions that are screwing up society.
Yeah, but
you don't
think so. But like having a low credit score and student loans and a bunch of student loans, like there's a lot of people who think that you're screwing up society by doing
that. Okay. I can swallow that. But
yeah.
But still though, like
there's a lot of people out there who think that you're screwing up society by being part of a religion.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah, or being married or a lot of things. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I get that. But still
having a kid?
Like the concrete, like what I do every single day of my life. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone could probably point at that and say not a contributor,
yeah.
Right? Like not a good dude who does what he should.
Yeah.
And that's my problem is all I see is people that don't do those things and it just annoys the bejesus out of me.
I think that we're sold the idea that everybody out there is stupid and they're a small amount of
prove it otherwise.
I think there are a lot of people out there who are ignorant. Most people are ignorant, but stupid? No. I don't think everybody out there is stupid or 90% of the people out there are just stupid and dumb. No, I think 90% of the people out there are ignorant and don't realize just what harm watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians is doing to society, what kind of harm that our government is doing to society, what kind of harm that social media is doing to society, what kind of harm that industrial farming is doing to society.
I could bug about all those things too.
But there's a lot of people who think that because you shop at a supermarket is because you're destroying society, right?
Right. But
you know,
let me bottom line it. Then.
Or because you don't recycle or you get
take out
food in styrofoam containers, who think you're destroying society.
Yeah.
You know.
Let me bottom line it then. People, because like a lot of those things you mentioned, like those are obviously things that I've thought about and would probably say lean on the side of things that I care about. But so the bottom line is people that don't think about it. There's just so many people that don't think about anything other than 10 seconds in front of their ugly, stupid face.
Yeah.
And they don't, and there's no thought to any, and that's it's promo time. Give that some thought. Like that's what we're all about. Like people don't, no one wants to do that.
Personal reflection is important.
And no one does it.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane to me the number of people that like I said they can't see past
and
ten seconds past
mass media
their big, dumb, stupid
entertainment
face.
Is the reason why mass media and
a
entertainment
large reason yeah
is the reason why because
see,
if you,
I think stupidity because I enjoy
no,
entertainment
no
and I don't
it's
I don't,
the entertainment that's making us stupid and ignorant because if
but you can still indulge in entertainment for entertainment's sake and not be big and dumb and stupid
sure
and see past
but you
10
also have
your face.
You also have to give time for personal reflection and if you
which is a personal choice that people don't make.
Yeah, but if you have so many distractions that you don't have time for personal reflection,
cut them out. I do it.
Yes, but people don't want to cut them out because they're so addicting, you see? TV is more addicting than cigarettes, man. Cigarettes are the most addicting thing in the world. Cigarettes will get you more than heroin or meth.
Mm-hmm.
But
especially take a cigarette, put some heroin and some meth in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Whew,
yeah.
That's the best high in the world.
Yeah.
Right there. Hands down.
Yeah.
Yep. Some Waltz Blue and just some black tar and oh my gosh. Dude.
That's what we call a homeschool promise ring. Because once it's on, once you get it
right
on, like there's no going back.
Yep. Yeah, there's not.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I think that the
give that some thought. Home of weird esoteric jokes that only Matt and Addison get.
Yeah, well, thank you for. If there are any other homeschoolers listening, they'll get it too.
No, they will.
Speaking of that, society is numbed by television and not just television, but it's numbed by entertainment and media
and the internet and the power in your hand.
It's numbed by media, and so if you don't take time for personal reflection, you don't realize the effect that you're having. Yeah. And I don't realize half the effect that I'm having on people around me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of the society that we're born, the culture and society that we're born into, the system we're born into,
mm-hmm.
and how do you get out of it? You have to get rid of everything in your life that you know. If you really want to get out of
mm-hmm.
the cancer that is the Western culture and mm-hmm. the cancer that is American culture, you have to just cut off all ties and book, right?
I mean,
move to Canada, move to Montana, get away from all this stuff. And if you want to really be a truly reflective, healthy person who isn't actively destroying the environment and the world and the rest of culture.
Yeah.
Because you hear a headline or you read a headline in the supermarket about Kim Kardashian
mm-hmm.
while you're buying steak and
milk steak.
And some white bread.
I'll take your finest milk steak with a bowl of jelly beans.
But I mean, you're...
As we're talking about mass media, let's go ahead and make a quick reference to...
But you're you know, and you're buying your 14 ply paper towels.
Right.
In bulk.
Right.
And it's like you're buying paper towels when you could easily just wash.
At 14 is for the
kitchen
birds,
towel.
Man. I only go 15 now.
Yeah, I know. That extra absorbency. That 15th layer of absorbency.
I got a kid now. I'm not bring 14 ply into my home, please. Yeah. Please.
But there's so many ways in which we waste stuff in this culture. Anyway,
it's interesting that you mentioned the ply on paper towels in the joke that you did. I thought about this the other day. I was sitting on the toilet in my house. Doing,
what were you doing on the toilet?
I was pooping.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that limits down the things that you could be doing on the toilet.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached over for some toilet paper, because I'm not an animal, and I can't lick myself. I can't reach. I've tried.
Oh, geez.
And
even a dog drags its butt on the ground, dude. Seriously.
You figure it out, bro. No. So I reached over for some toilet paper, and I noticed that the pattern on it. I noticed it was really thick. And really, like, it seemed like it was a better toilet paper than we got uh-huh. before. And believe me, when I go in the toilet paper aisle, it's like, okay, what's the cheapest per the amount? Like, that's what I'm looking for in that aisle, right? And I pull the toilet paper, and the thought hit me, and it just struck me, and I'm like, because it kind of goes back to that old saying, like, oh, he thinks his shit doesn't stink. Like, what kind of person, like, actually shops for toilet paper based on that? You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
like I want to go shopping with the kind of person, just for pun intended, shits and giggles, to find out the kind of the person that goes in there and is like, I prefer this one. What? Like, mm-hmm. how does your butt know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no possible way. I don't think there's any other than maybe like some type of cloth or something or a wipe of some sort. I don't know that there's any toilet paper that you could get. That I would use that I'd be like, oh, I'm never going back, dude.
Yeah.
Like you do with anything else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, cause people like, let's take like people that were on Windows for their whole life and then go to Mac and they're like, oh, so much better. Never going back. Like I could get that, right? An experience that you're using all the time. Mm-hmm. Like I can't imagine a toilet paper that someone would bring into my home that I'd be like, oh, that's the TP for me. I'm never going back.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine that my mind can't get around that concept.
Yeah.
And I know there's people that do that. And
I swear by weird. Charmin Ultralux 12-ply.
Right.
With the moisturizing aloe.
Like, what? What?
And the heated quilted pattern.
Right.
Like, that's the next step in toilet paper evolution. Is like heated toilet paper.
I'm sure, don't people
like pre-warm toilet paper.
I'm sure people have that. Right?
I don't know.
Like, I'm sure Kanye West has, like, a short butler in his home whose sole responsibility is to eat toilet paper.
Yeah.
He has to.
Anyway,
I mean, he probably had to after him and Kim got married.
But listen, it's literally the worst thing you're going to do in your day.
But go ahead.
No, but literally the worst thing you're going to do in your day is reach around and wipe your own butt.
Right, a quick 2-second movement that I don't want to repeat or think about.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Nine times out of ten, I won't even do the check to see what's on there. I'm like, just get it in the bowl.
I never do.
Just get it in the bowl and away from me as fast as I can. Right? Yeah. Like, at what point are you like just a wipe? Like, there's the 2-second movement of like, okay, I'm done doing my business. Wipe. Well, it was unacceptable. Mm-hmm. I really need to look at a different toilet paper. Yeah. I can't imagine doing that. Because like with my phone, like, okay, well, it doesn't do this. It doesn't do that. Like, I want a different experience. Like, what part of that experience would you want to be different enough to be like, really need to look at the selection?
So about 6 years ago, I had this old roommate, Tony.
Okay.
This is before I met you.
Okay.
But we were walking through the supermarket and we had to get toilet paper.
Right.
And
a necessity.
I walk up to the Scott toilet paper, the super thick 1,000 sheet per roll.
Just,
but it's like
cheapest. And,
yeah, it's like for four rolls, it's like 99 cents.
Yeah,
and it's super cheap.
Yeah,
it's pretty good, but it's super cheap. And I'm like, here you go. He's like, oh, is that double ply? Is that quilted? And I said, bro, it's shit paper, literally.
Right.
Like literally, the next time you think about this.
It's when you're wiping right after you've that.
It's like this is what I'm buying. I'm paying $1 for this.
Yeah.
Because it's the cheapest thing.
You buy whatever
here.
You got to do.
Yeah. Whatever you want it. And he's like, oh, I guess you're right. And like, yeah, I'm right. Absolutely.
There's no way you're not. Right.
There's no reason to buy expensive toilet paper. I've gone through periods of my life, right, where I run out of toilet paper. I'm like, oh, what's around? Oh, there's some newspaper.
Yep.
Wipe my butt with the newspaper.
I've done it. I won't say I haven't done it. Yeah.
And a month later, I had all these newspapers in my house. I was still doing it because I was just lazy. I was like, oh, I was out. I'm not going to buy toilet paper now. I'm just going to.
Yeah.
Newspaper's fine. Or I didn't think about it or whatever.
Like two things, but 99-cent toilet paper is a tall boy of stag, right?
Exactly.
Like, isn't that? Yeah, exactly.
But
like,
I've gone
the important
I've gone through large portions of time, months, I'm talking like whole seasons of the year just using old newspapers that were around my apartment.
Right. And you were
they don't clog up the pipes. Newspaper
or anything.
Yeah, newspaper doesn't clog up the pipes, okay? That's a lie that the big toilet paper is trying to feed you. To keep you buying toilet paper.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
When all you need is old newspaper.
Yeah.
I mean it's you can get it for free.
A phone book that they drop off at your door that has no use now.
Dude, that was it. Because it's the same consistency of a newspaper. I had a phone book on the back seat of the toilet and I rip out. And I remember one time my sister's over the apartment, she comes out of the bathroom, she's like, Matt, you don't have toilet paper. I was like, yeah. She's like, is that what the phone book is about? I was like, yeah. And she gives me one of those sister sides that's like, like, where did we go wrong with you, man? Like, what happened? Like, everybody else turned out fine, but you something happened with you that made you...
You phone book ass wiping son of a gun.
Made you lazy and weird, and now you're socially awkward, nobody likes you, and you only have like four friends.
Yeah.
What happened with you, man?
Yeah. No, I just, I cannot get my head around an experience that would drive me to, I really need to check out other toilet papers.
Yeah.
Like unless I wiped, like I could understand if the if you were camping and you like, oh, there's nothing around, pine cone, like I could understand. Mm-hmm. Boy, I can't wait to get back to some TP. All right,
yeah.
I get that.
Sure,
you know, but I can't imagine going into a situation of using toilet paper that would cause me to buy a different kind.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fathom one.
And you know what? It's such a good analogy for our
culture
as a whole,
yeah.
In which literally the worst part of everybody's day, wiping their ass, okay?
Probably, yeah.
We have an entire aisle in the supermarket.
Yeah, dedicated.
Dedicated to paper products. Paper plates, paper towels. Like you have a quarter of the aisle.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking the aisle being both shelves all the way down.
Yeah.
One quarter of that space is paper towels. The other half is toilet paper. The two of the biggest things in the supermarket where you have the most options are things that are so wasteful we don't even need.
Yeah.
Like, buy a dishcloth and use it several times and wash it. You don't need to buy paper towels.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Stuff that you like toilet paper. There should be one kind of toilet paper. Yeah. It should be called toilet paper.
Yeah.
By toilet paper company.
With no brands, no yeah. Yeah, just yeah.
So,
that's
yeah.
That's the world I envision as well. Mm-hmm. This is why you and I have been friends for so long. And yeah. We'll continue to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In our perfect world, there's only one toilet paper brand.
It's just called toilet paper.
Yeah. And they have a nice little logo that's a T and a P, mm-hmm. very minimal, maybe two colors.
Yeah.
It's just and that's all you buy.
I'm thinking white on a white TP on a like a red background or the inverse. Red or
okay.
White.
Okay.
Red on white or white on red.
I don't know. Red like, with TP, though, that gives the idea of blood.
Oh, you're right. No, you're blue. Right.
Yeah. Nobody's going to go with blue. Except Smurfs, and they don't yep. use toilet paper.
Better go with blue.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why they use it in the for the coloring and like all those
commercials. Yeah.
Feminine commercials.
Yeah. Because there's no, like, if you know if your pad ever looks like it does in a commercial, and it's like either soaked or there's a droplet, you know, because it's always mm-hmm. side by side. If it looks like either one of those and it's blue, then you are a Smurf.
Yeah.
That's...
Or like one of the Na'vi.
That's the scientific... If you ever go to the doctor because you're like, oh, I might be a Smurf, and you go to the doctor and you're like, doctor, I think I'm a Smurf. That's the first thing he's going to ask you.
doctor, I think I'm a Smurf. Oh my God, doctor, what's going on?
The first thing he's going to ask you is if the carpet matches the drapes, because that's the first thing. The carpet starts to turn Pop Smurf, like you, uh-huh. you, and you can hide that. It's in your, you know, in that area, you know, no one needs to know that you have blue down mm-hmm. there, but that, and then if you're,
there's a hitch in your theory though.
If anything that comes out of your body is blue, that's you're on your way.
The Smurfs have white hair.
You're on your way to Smurfdom.
The Smurfs have white hair.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They're blue.
No, it's white.
But they are blue.
They're blue, but their hair is white.
Well, same thing. Your hair starts turning the color of a Smurf. Blue.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
That's science right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every doctor, let's think about this for a second. In medical school, right? 8 years, I guess, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, to be Dr. So-and-so.
11.
Well, that's after like a traditional undergrad.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. But yeah. There's got to be some classes that are just, because there's blow-off classes in every degree, right? So there's got to be some classes that are totally just pointless and mm-hmm. just on the most erroneous medical subjects.
Yeah. Like, introduction to endocrinology.
What's endocrinology?
The study of the anus and the digestive tract.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, if that's what you're going to do, but no, there's got to be, like, if you're just going to be basic, like a family doctor, like, let's go see the doctor, you know, there's got to be some parts of your career where you learn things that you will never use again. Just one single yeah. entity where it's like, and I would include being a Smurf in that,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Because they teach you in medical school that if a person exhibits these symptoms, then they are a Smurf.
Yeah,
yeah. Something to think about.
Yep. Toilet paper Smurfs, the decline of our culture,
social inequality,
strip clubs, student loans.
Give that some thought.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good show. It's an hour and 20 minutes. Should we go on? We can. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. We can go on.
We didn't even get to any of the articles that you wanted to talk about.
No. Obama gave Jay Carney a really awkward hug.
Yeah.
We watched the video.
Who cares? Once again.
Yeah. Well, and...
Like, oh it was... And it really wasn't that awkward.
Well, the bigger point
it
is...
It was like...
No, but the bigger point is why he left. Like, I guess he made some comments about...
Why Jay Carney left?
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, that would be the bigger question of, like, why...
Not why the hug was so awkward.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Like, why is he getting out now?
To save a battle card. I don't know. The article I have here is from a news outlet that I'm not going to name, so you don't get mad.
Young Turks.
No, God. You wouldn't get mad. I would get mad. I hate the Young Turks.
It's...
The Young...
It's
why did you have to bring them up?
Okay, but it's a very liberal show. It's but it's also... They do humor, but they don't do it as well as, like, The Daily Show.
It's very stupid.
It comes off really snarky and really...
The humor comes across as stupid, and my problem with the Young Turks... My problem with the Young Turks is people, and people do this, okay? I know that you don't really interact with people, and maybe that's a better life, mm-hmm. but people do this.
It is.
People do this on like on Facebook, you know, if someone posts a comment like, I believe this, 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 and this about that. Mm-hmm. And then someone else is like, well, you haven't considered this. And someone's like, well, that's just not true. And then the other person's like, oh, yeah, it is. Here's the Young Turks video. I hate that kind of crap.
Yeah.
I would hate it if someone did it with something I liked, but yeah. But it was Jon Stewart or The Daily Show or The Colbert Report or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just like, that's bring your facts from a place other than a comedic YouTube show.
But it's not real comedy. It comes off as snarky and
it's not good politics either.
It comes off as snarky and condescending, and it's not. I don't find it funny. Well,
and I also don't once like again, they you, fashion themselves as a news show, but yeah. Then that's what they wind up doing. Because yeah. It's not, because like when you watch like Comedy Central, like you're expecting to see comedy, right?
Yeah.
Whether it has politics in it or not. And what the Young Turks do is fashion themselves entirely as a news show and then make outlandish remarks about people and digs at people, which to me detracts from the message, regardless of what side of the aisle you might be on.
Yeah.
Always does.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really buy into that.
No,
kind of thing.
It's
I've never watched a Young Turks video I liked. Leave it at that.
I've watched a couple, and I got into, there was like a week where I was like watching a bunch of their videos. Yeah, I did not appreciate the humor. To me, the humor detracts from what they're trying to say.
Right.
And so the only reason you end up watching it or end up becoming a fan of the show is if you're agreeing with everything they say, and you already have that condescending, arrogant... Yeah. Arrogant.
So it's the same as everything else. You're watching it
that liberal arrogance.
Yeah.
And I've been guilty of that too, even though I'm a progressive, I'm a liberal, but like that liberal arrogance that you get, I don't know. It's just, it really is, you feel like your shit doesn't stink.
Mm-hmm.
And you deserve 14
because of a given viewpoint.
Charmin Lux. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which no viewpoint is that way.
No. No.
Regardless, again, of the side of the aisle or whatever.
Yep.
You know. Actually, that was one cool thing about last night. I hung out with my traditionally... There was a knock at the door.
Yeah.
Matt is going to answer it. He shall be back. Let's listen.
Sorry to interrupt. You want a beer?
No, thank you. I'm about to head to bed. The internet is back. We're about done anyways, but what was I saying?
Last night at the
birthday party, one of my pretty card-carrying like liberal friends, who pretty much is like Democrat Party is the future of America, like very much just party-minded,
mm-hmm.
You know, and looked at some of my views when I would talk about them or post them and just assumed that I was just the same way only about the GOP.
Yeah.
And so she would always attack the GOP, and half a dozen of the points would be good, and I would always remark on those and be like, yeah, that's the problem with them. Like, the party's dying for this reason, that reason. You know, and she's like, well, yeah, of course, then you need to be a Democrat. And I'm like, that's the problem.
Yeah.
But anyways,
for
the first time last
night.
It's
not one party or the other, but...
For the first time last night, somebody said something about Republicans, you know, making a joke about Republicans. And she was like, oh, they're not Republicans. And I was like, yay, we can be friends now. But no, it's because like I hate that people are so, there's one party or the other,
mm-hmm.
and there's not, you know. And I would say libertarian minded, but even that, you know, even if they got so big that there were three parties, like there's never three parties.
Yeah.
There's who's best for the job, who's going to spend the money the wisest, who's mm-hmm. going to make decisions based on their constituency, which I don't think any elected official is doing.
Yeah,
largely.
Yeah.
I think there are very few that do that.
Yeah.
Which is their job. But
two parties is not good. India has like 40 different political
mm-hmm.
parties.
Mm-hmm.
And they will all get a large chunk of the vote. And no political party will get more than like 10% of the vote.
Yeah. And whoever's best for the job and who the constituents think is best for the job probably gets the office.
And it's a very long like progression of voting too.
Yeah.
Like it's like almost like brackets.
Yeah.
Like it breaks down, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
that was kind of the final thought there.
India's a better democracy than we are.
Probably.
Yeah, they are.
We're back. Today, the day that this is released, is Matt's birthday. Please wish him a happy birthday. Send him a picture of your jar of peanut butter. Everyone has a cell phone. Everyone has Twitter.
Everyone has peanut butter, I hope.
If you send something, if you just send like a jar of mayonnaise, that you might get blocked.
I can't protect you. No, I'll help you out. I'll bring you peanut butter. I'll buy you peanut butter. If you don't have peanut butter,
that's kind of a big promise.
Yeah, if I ever started a charity, that's what it would be. It would peanut butter for the world.
Peanut butterless. Right.
It would be peanut butter for the world.
Yeah.
PBFTW.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
PBFTW.
Yeah. Peanut butter for the world.
Yeah.
Because I would like to bring peanut butter to people. You know, they don't even know about peanut butter
in certain places.
You can't get peanut butter in Europe. It's pretty much just a North American thing.
These mayonnaise on their fries, too. So,
oh, mayo on fries is amazing.
It really is.
It's delicious. Really,
and every time I do it here, everyone's like, so gross. No. And I'm like, well, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So gross as it might look or seem or be to what you're used to, it's delicious.
It really is good.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you for listening. That has been Give That Some Thought. TripodBroadcasting.com/Give That Some Thought. At Give Thought Show on Twitter. You can connect with us there. I'm at Addison Todd. That's at Suburban_Wizard sitting across from me. You heard about some Matt's wizardry here tonight, which I think was a good listen, a good story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of good stories tonight. So we'll be back hopefully next week. We will see you then.
Thanks for listening, everybody out there in audio land.
Oh, my God. I won't say anything because it's your birthday.
Thank you.
This has been a production of Tripod Broadcasting.